In a darkened auditorium on the University of Michigan campus in 1988, I heard Toni Morrison speak for the first time. I was a senior in college, and something told me that I should try to secure a much-sought-after ticket to one of Professor Morrison's lectures that fall. Her talk, Unspeakable Things Unspoken, The Afro-American Presence in American Literature, was riveting and enthralling, not only because she was a brilliant thinker and writer, but because I barely grasped the concepts she was so beautifully weaving together. All I knew was that I wanted to be a part of her world, one where the humanities, literature, history, archaeology, theology, philosophy, art history, and ethics offer a lens through which to more deeply and clearly understand ourselves and the world around us. I'm Phoebe Stein. For 12 years as executive director of Maryland Humanities, I was asked daily to explain the value of the humanities. The humanities encapsulate all the ways we tell our human stories, how we bring all of what makes us human to life. As regular listeners to this program have heard, the faces and stories of the humanities include poet and marine biotechnologist Kathleen Gillespie, who talked about poetry's relationship with science, and Tiffany Nichols, who shared how history can inspire young people, like her son Parker, to gain confidence through researching the life of philosopher William James for our Maryland History Day program. Educator Kimberly Dyer explained how literature helped her forge a connection with one of her students, a recent immigrant. Reverend Nina Johnson reinforced the importance of not erasing the ugly and destructive parts of our history. By engaging with the humanities, we gain empathy, the ability to form well-reasoned arguments, and broaden perspectives about those with differing opinions. And yes, we get jobs. Recently, The Wall Street Journal and Forbes have illustrated how employers seek out and hire liberal arts majors for their critical thinking, close reading, and listening skills. Last week, I stepped down as executive director of Maryland Humanities. It's been my honor to witness how our programs help communities in Maryland deepen their understanding of our world and one another. In 2019, we directly served nearly 60,000 people of a wide variety of ages and backgrounds. Participants include veterans, grandparents, school kids, incarcerated people, neighbors, and strangers. As host of Humanities Connection, I've appreciated listening to hundreds of insightful voices explore the roles the humanities play in our everyday lives. This is my final segment of Humanities Connection. I'm going to miss this work, my colleagues, and all of you who tune in on the radio or online, attend our programs, and support our work. We literally cannot do our work without you. Thank you for the opportunity to share the humanities with you. Maryland Humanities and WYPR will continue Humanities Connection to keep capturing the valuable impact of the humanities in our state. And I will look forward to continuing to learn from future segments, if from the other side of the microphone. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR.